SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
O se tasi o le ila wiloa i le ta alonga AFL i au se talia nei o le ali i o Reece Conker. Ina ua li taia o ia mai le ta alonga. O le teimile na mafou fawai malona to olua o Annabelle, ua te tau ona amata so la a inga pe tau mawhai mō sa la whanau. Na ia faalia le naunauta inga na ia ia te ia, I le fia avea maseta mā o se whanau.
I've always wanted to be a father, absolutely love kids, have for a really long time. We just tried naturally, we tried for I think 10 to 12 months and then put everything in place after that once we realised it wasn't necessarily happening.
E whaatusa I le lua se fulu pasene, po o le toatasi le tāne mai tāne to a lua se fulu, e maua I le whaafita auli o le māua lalo o le au whai o le swasa wola pe whaaingoina o le low sperm count I le ingilisi. Peitai I le tasi pasene, po o le toatasi le tāne mai tāne to a se lau, e matua le ai se swasa wola e maua ai. O le tulanga lea o le alii o Reece Conker, e whaaingoina o le azu spermia.
I think it's kind of shocking news, especially for a male. It's not something you ever really expect. I didn't know anything about male infertility, didn't even really know it existed. I think, like a lot of society, I just kind of assumed that most of IVF struggles were female-related. There's a lot of guilt attached to it, a lot of anger, this real sense that it's unfair, and they're all valid emotions. And for men, the very easy option is just to bottle it all up and soldier on.
O Dr. Fleur Cottrell, o le whomai a Reece Conker, ma o lo o whaau lulu iei le nōwhuanga le Melbourne IVF Clinic. Na ia tā ua la whaingatā I nisi o lungāli I, o le talia ina, o le le mawhai o na whānau o Salapepe I awala whaanātura, o na o le le ai, po o le matua uti uti, o le swasa wola, po o le sperm I le tāne.
For couples that are faced with infertility, we know that the stress that they feel with the diagnosis of infertility can be as severe as being diagnosed with cancer. And it's a real hidden grief in our community that people don't discuss because often they're embarrassed about it. And so they can't disclose it to family and friends.
Ai ua iei se tonga fitinga e whaonga I nai le poto e 4-4 I masini computers po ole mafaufau. O le masini computer le artificial intelligence, e whai ai se tautonga, e whawhai ai sua sa wola po le sperm, e le mawhai ona mawaina I seisi au wala. O Stephen Vasilechu, o le whatonu o le Neogenics Bioscience, o ilatau o lo o fausia le meto tiana nei, e whaonga I nai le artificial intelligence, mo le IVF I au se talia nei.
What ends up happening there is once we've retrieved the tissue from the testes, we have to find these super rare sperm. It's like finding, you know, one star in a constellation of cells that aren't what you're looking for. So while we're looking for that, that can take 3 to 6 hours to find a single sperm. We've trained this model to identify just sperm in complex, very, very messy tissue samples. And we've done that through training it, providing it with hundreds or thousands and thousands, actually, of images that we've identified as sperm through various staining processes. Sperm aren't meant to be outside the body for very long, so time really is of the essence. So the quicker we can make these processes and find these sperm that are slowly, slowly dying in these dishes, the better we can make outcomes for patients. What we're seeing is a dramatic drop in the time it takes to perform these procedures, and the AI is helping find more sperm than an embryologist without the AI. Hopefully towards the end of this year we get our clinical trial done, dusted, and then hopefully by next year we can use that trial data for regulatory approval in Australia, and then we can start actually using it on patients.
O le me to tia fa ate konolosi le neina mua mua fa avaeina I se suenga a Professor David Gardner lea ua avenei mapule fa tonu o le IVF Australia.
So what we do is we grade our embryos using conventional means, and then we use the artificial intelligence to say, what do you think? And then we use it to augment our decision process. I think that's really important. We use it to supplement our decision. We don't turn to AI and say, tell us what to do. We turn to AI and say, can you help us make these decisions? We have a saying, we want to get our pregnant sooner than later, not sooner or later. And with artificial intelligence, it means that we're making the right decision more often over which embryo to transfer first. Reducing time to pregnancy is a great outcome for patients because there's a lot of stress involved once they've had the transfer, waiting for the pregnancy results, waiting by the phone to see if their bloods have come back and they're pregnant. And of course, if we can alleviate that in any way, that's a bonus.
Mō le ulungali I Oris ma Annabelle, o loo talo talo ma le wha moe moe, ina ia mawhai I le awala ma le potole nei, o le mafau fau e ngosi I masini computer le artificial intelligence, o na mawai so la alo I le lumanai. O le ripoti na wha maapopo ina e Sarah Conte, mō le SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali sa ufinangalo, muli muli ili SBS Samoan ili Facebook.